USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical storm Isaias has become deadly in the U.S., with two people killed from tornado damage in Windsor, North Carolina. Falling trees killed drivers both in Maryland and in New York. The storm spawned tornadoes in several states along the eastern seaboard. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the tornadoes are still spinning as the storm heads northward.
It's not just the rain threat. It's not just the tropical storm force wind threat, the storm surge threat. It's a large tornado threat, and the tornadoes, we've already seen some damage.
In Beirut, Lebanon, a massive explosion has killed at least 78 people and injured almost 4,000. Witnesses say it came out of nowhere.
The glass shattered all over the car, the cars around us, the buildings, all the glass just went down. It was raining glass all over the city of Beirut.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump has signed a bipartisan bill to preserve and protect America's national land and other historic landmarks. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump calls the Great American Outdoors Act a truly landmark piece of legislation.
The Great American Outdoors Act provides $900 million a year in guaranteed funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund so that all Americans can continue to enjoy our parks.
At a Tuesday White House ceremony, the president said for more than 50 years, Congress has struggled to adequately fund land and water conservation. He said it's led to a backlog of maintenance and other critical needs in parks and public lands, which this new bill is going to address. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 164 points, the S&P 500 up 11, and the NASDAQ Composite up 38. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Congress is working overtime to try to work out the details on a new relief bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work on a bipartisan agreement for a new stimulus plan. The popular Paycheck Protection Program, which loans money to small businesses, will stop giving out loans as of this weekend if Congress doesn't pass an extension. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik, though, does believe an agreement can be reached.
I'm optimistic that we come to a negotiated compromise. The Republicans have put forth a robust plan to fund our school districts to make sure that our kids can safely get back to a learning environment. I know that's important for students in my district. We're also ensuring that the incentive for folks is to get back to work rather than the rubber stamp continuation of the pandemic unemployment insurance until January. So we need to make sure the incentive is to get folks back to work and not to stay out of work.
The Apple fire grew to 400 acres as evacuations in California remain in effect and a dozen structures were destroyed. CAL FIRE said that the blaze has burned 26,850 acres and was around 15% contained. One person was injured in the fire and 12 structures were destroyed. Evacuations remain in effect for the estimated 2,586 homes, affecting more than 7,800 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.